sounds of every kind.
An ear full of music.
A little something extra.
An arm full of you.
Let me show you a few things.
You might have this.
Turn the radio up.
Welcome to the Earful. Cheers to those ears.
Superfine horns to bring us in, Ty.
Superfine horns to bring us into Superfine 19. Oh, I'm happy to be back with
baby.
You, sir.
Superfine 19. How you doing, Ty?
Doing all right, my friend.
Yeah,
just,
man.
Jockeying around the house on the weekend, jumping in the pool here and there.
The pool, huh? You just stretching that pool time out, baby. You got at least a solid month of pool time left.
Oh, yeah, yeah. October is still hot.
It's hot-tober. Oh,
hey,
man.
Guy.
Hey, buddy. Welcome back. We're doing this thing we like to call the Earful. And welcome to everybody that actually tunes into this Frankenstein of a show from Ono Radio Show. I am Tom, followed by my buddy.
And I'm Ty.
Yeah, man. And we do this little thing we do called the Earful. And it's Superfine 19, our 19th actual episode of our show. And it's also our second episode of our kind of new hybrid experiment of recording states away. And we continue to do the show.
I think we ironed out, the phone technical difficulties anyway. And,
for sure, man. You're sounding crisp and delicious. That butterscotch voice is back. I mean, the show will go on.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Well, we kick into fucking 19 with, that's a little Make You Mine by 80s Child, dude. And you've heard of 80s Child too, Ty. We've talked about him. Pretty cool DJ. Just if you like anything 80s, he's got you covered.
Dude. Delicious.
Yeah, man. He's got a decent amount of albums too. They're like short, like kind of little EPs, you know, but they're all pretty good. There's a couple of really good tracks on it. This one in particular is really good, but you can find him pretty much anywhere if you look for him. Sexy voice. Yeah, man, so we got some, we got 12 delicious tracks for this Earful, man. I've been perusing what you sent me, as usual. Always looking forward to hear the Ty tunes on each Earful. We get a little
really
something
do.
Out
I
of
wait.
Each episode, right?
I wait up for the episode, man. So I haven't gone into your picks yet, but I'm always excited to see what you're laying down.
That's cool, man.
Whatever you know, every now and then, of course, we have to exchange an album or two.
That's right. There's always that random text with some random track or album, and that's like, it's a Christmas morning, man. You get to unwrap that awesome gift. So let's unwrap these gifts and start it off. This is Cassettes Won't Listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, this isn't actually a kind of an older group, man. This was 2009. This is Cassettes Won't Listen, Speeder, and that's off of Into the Hillside. Have you jammed them before, Ty?
I haven't. I don't believe so.
Yeah,
no,
man.
Sure.
They're interesting. It's just kind of like an indie rock electronic one-man project. It's producer Jason Drake, based out of, oh, go figure, Brooklyn, New York.
Go figure. I mean, you know, what can you say? Brooklyn's pumping out some hot jams.
Yeah, man, it seems to be a place to grow a beard and just, like, be a multi-instrumentalist and make some fucking dope electronic indie albums.
I mean, come on. I already got a beard. What am I doing?
Get your ass to Brooklyn, son. But yeah, they're pretty good. They got a pretty decent little backlog of stuff. I think they got a couple of albums, but it's all in this vein. And yeah, again, cassettes won't listen. Let them take you there.
Tastes delicious.
All right, Ty, what did you bring to the table?
I heard you done got you. Oh, starting off a little gangster, and that's all right with me. We got this is Aminé, not anime, but Aminé. And yeah.
Oh,
let it drop.
Oh my God, that's my baby, Caroline, you divine, mighty fine, shorty really mortified.
Made me shake my ass a little bit, not gonna lie.
I'm really lit, it's looking like it's about time.
Yeah, so, they, yeah, he's his real name's Adam Daniel, and I think he goes by his middle name, which is Aminé. Yeah,
Aminé, dog. Yeah, this is pretty good. Is he fairly new, or has he been around for a while, just in the background?
Fairly new. I think he dropped something around like 2014 or so was probably his intro into the scene. But yeah, I like the flavor of the album, but this track really stuck out.
All right, let him take us there. Fuck yeah.
Keep when I eat these beats, better boy, get scarf. Run up in my lane, I don't want you in my lane, you a lame, get scarf. Cause gray scenes might be great.
I'm telling you, I'm always on the roster for some good fucking hip hop, man. Baby, good solid find. Get after that, Aminé. And moving on.
Hey.
This is Black Light Dinner Party, Older Together, off Sons and Lovers. It's a 2013 album, and guess what? They're a Brooklyn synth pop band. It's a little bit of an older album, but I always dug it. I thought they just had, I'm not sure if they had a follow-up to this album, but I dug this album, and I was always curious to what they did after. But yeah, DLDP, dog. We get older together, Ty, as we continue to do these Earful episodes. I know, man. We get older and wiser and funkier. Nice, Ty.
Oh.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
So, yeah, man. Joywave,
fuck yeah. I'm a Joywave fan, dude. I feel we have that in common for sure.
Are we, right, what was their last album? Because I'm pretty sure they haven't put out an album for quite a long time.
Yeah, I don't feel it's been of recent, honestly. It's probably a while ago.
Ooh,
yeah.
I'll look it up real quick. I'm just curious. But, yeah, man, they just put this out recently, and I was really happy to ingest it all. It's a good Joywave output.
Yeah.
Totally.
For sure. And if you've never heard Joywave, they're an American indie rock band from Rochester, New York. And
Rochester.
Yeah, Rochester.
I lied. There's albums recently.
Really? Yeah, they got a
never
nice
mind.
They got a nice little breadth of music too. You can get into them.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, baby.
Wiggle.
Well, Ty, you can't be the only person to play hip-hop on this episode.
Yeah, drop it on me.
Drop it, drop it, drop it. This is Bipolar Bear, called Fuck Her Off Today I Found Happy, 2009 album, and this guy's fire.
We were waiting for that coming phrase, each time that we anticipate the knock upon the door that means the future of our dream.
You're too modest.
She don't give a shit, she sleeps with me every night just like she love me. But I promise this bitch just fucks me, trust me. Oh no, it ain't the dumb disease. Cease to see me bleed, breathe to see me scream.
Throw that fire, man, yeah.
Yeah, the typical formula, two MCs, two producers. All I could literally find on these guys was they just have this blog, this little like blurb on their website that says, two humans, we do math, funny like. My lord, scratch happy. Sometimes they wonder what
I
done, but I chased
them away with a shot and one hitter. Enjoy the moment. I didn't know about Bipolar Bear, and I feel like I should have.
Yeah, there's not much on him, honestly. There's this I Found Happy, which was in 2009, but I didn't really dig super deep. I mean, I don't know if they like went off. You know how it is with those kinds of bands that end up kind of, or not bands, just like a collective like that. They end up going off doing solo projects, and they're gone, baby.
And then they gone. Or into the ether of some other awesome part.
Fuck yeah, dude. All right, Ty.
Oh.
You are up next, my friend. And I got to be honest with you, I kind of dug that you picked this because I had heard this, but then I heard it again because you selected it. Love this fucking track, by the way.
Yeah, man. This here's Big Data. Song is Clean with Jamie Liddell on some vocals. This is another dude out of Brooklyn.
I'm sensing a theme on this earful.
I don't
Super
think
we tried 19.
To do this.
Dude, you just can't go wrong with Jamie Liddell. I'm sorry. Listen to this motherfucker sing.
That album was 2.0, 2015 album, but definitely, but that album is a good listen. Put that on and jam, dance your ass off.
Yeah, man, it's a pretty solid album, and it's got a lot of like guest, guest singers on it too. Yeah, who are super good, like Jamie Liddell. Liddell's been around for a long time, man, and his voice is just, you know, you've heard it on a ton of different other tracks, and his solo career alone is just super worth digging into, man.
Kind of took me a while to be okay with liking Jamie Liddell. I don't know why, but I really don't know why I put up a fence against him. But once I actually jammed a couple of his albums aren't bad.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And speaking of albums and sharing, that's what we do here on The Earful, because sharing is caring. But we also tell everybody to go digging yourselves. Go find these artists on iTunes, on Spotify, on whatever source you use to ingest music. I mean, go to the freaking store and buy their album if you want to. Buy those things called CDs if you want to. Who cares?
Only a few people will make fun of you.
Only a few people will make fun of you. We promise it won't be us. But you really should. You should give back to these artists because they can keep pumping out new stuff, and then it gives us more earfuls to make. And that's the point of it, people.
Anybody that says there isn't good music being made today is probably listening to the same shit they listened to in high school. Lazy shit and can't search for anything.
Yeah. You're still listening to Dave Matthews Band.
Nickelback!
All right, let's kick off. We're at the halfway mark. Track 7 is The London Souls, Steady, off Here Come the Girls, 2015 album, and New York City bass. Dude, I'm telling you, theme, rock band formed in 2008.
Yeah. Want to light up a cigarette?
Smoke them if you got them. Get at some
across the ocean.
Yeah, go across the ocean and listen to the London Souls. Good choice, Ty.
Aren't they also out of New York though? Yeah, right.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they are New York. I didn't mention that, but again, the trend. Not these guys though.
Not these guys.
Not the Growlers. Great choice, Ty.
I was happy to get a new single, man. I'm a Growlers fan, and this song, Late Bloomers, off. Well, it was a single, but I'm hoping for the upcoming album. But yeah, man. Growlers, American band, formed in Dana Point, California. 2006 band, couple years today, but no big deal. And now they're in Costa Meta.
So they went from Costa to Costa.
Costa.
Or no, Dana to Costa.
Yeah. It's a five-piece band, I think, and they've always put out some nice. I like the texture of their band.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, I've always dug the Growlers, and a lot of their albums have different feels, and the core of them, they all rock. So yeah, the Growlers, Late Bloomers, hell's yeah, bring it on. The dude's voice, too. I mean, it's a weird off kind of voice, but it really works. It's almost like, oh, I can't think of their names. God damn it. I'm at a loss. Sorry.
Who are you thinking?
I can't. It's literally escaping right now. It's the lead singer sounds very similar to this. Dr. Dog. There it is. That was it's got a strange Dr. Dog feel to it, in a sense, in this track in particular.
I looked them up on one of my. The internet says they're self-described beach goth.
Beach what?
Beach goth.
Beach goth.
That makes me laugh.
All right, moving on. This is Tesla Boy, Split, off of a 2012 single called Split. This is a Russian synth pop band, so definitely not in New York. Formed in 2008. By Antov Sevidov.
I imagine a really skinny Russian girl kind of trying to twerk, but they can't really twerk because they're skinny Russian girls.
Yeah. They're all drinking Smirnoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like the kind of shit they would play in like underground, like Russian vampire clubs.
Some sort of white powder just dusted everywhere. And blood.
Yeah, actually, Tesla Boy has been around for a while, and that group or whatever, they have a ton of fucking shit out. Because, you know, you can take a song like this and have 1,700 remixes of it, which is most dance stuff.
That drives me kind of crazy. I don't know about
you,
but
me
every
too.
Time I see the album of one song done by, like, 12 people, it's kind of a turnoff to me.
I totally agree with that, because I think there's only so many ways you can skin a cat, and I think it's cool that, like, the artists want to collaborate with other, like, DJs and stuff, but it does become kind of beating a dead horse, you know?
Yeah, collaborate, but, you know, with another song.
Give me something original, bro.
Just giving you pointers, guys.
Yeah, guys, if you're listening, we're just telling you, you can tweak it up a touch.
Your full nose.
Ooh, ethereal. Love this.
Ah, yeah.
Ah, what is this?
This was an album jam called Urban Flora.
Oh, nice.
Put out in 2015, so it's a bunch of different artists. Artists on this is Alina Baraz and Gali Mateas.
Wow.
The song's called Fantasy.
Oh, it's very fantasy-esque.
Or actually, I think they collaborate on this new album, maybe. I can't remember the whole story, but...
Yeah, it's nice.
The girl is 21-year-old singer-songwriter from Cleveland, Ohio.
Wow, Cleveland, represent!
They're rocking out of Cleveland. Now in L.A.
Of course.
With somebody, Mateus, Danish name, because he's a Danish electronicist.
It's got that circle with a slash through it.
Yeah. Of similar vintage, who operates as Gali Mateus.
I love that name. Gali Mateus. All right. It's nice.
Let it
bring you to your fantasy.
Underneath the palm trees, you can leave your worries. Listen to the waves. They say you wanna get so high. You breathe me in like air tonight. Listen to the waves.
Oh, yeah, dude. As we slowly encroach to the end. Always happens. It always goes so quick, bro. Oh, this is a great track. I dug this up from the archives.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. I've got a scratched up CD somewhere, man.
Yes. Little Cajun dance party for y'all. This is the next Untouchable off The Colorful Life, which was 2008. Ty, I'm sure you agree with me. 2008 was just like a hotbed for fucking awesome music.
It really was, man. Back then, it was hard to keep up with all the freshness.
Yeah, it was. I really dug these guys. They're a five-piece band based in London, England. Mates. But yeah, dude, they fucking kill it, dude. It's just some great indie rock.
Like, I picture, you know, a big tub of peanuts kind of boiling in the corner of, like, a shitty kind of bar pub.
Oh, yeah. Show. Just sticky, sticky floors.
That's fun. Walk away. All I can do is say a better luck next time. The next untouch. The next untouch. The next untouch. The next untouch, the next untouchable.
And then they just break it down and it's all badass. Ty, you have the pleasure of rounding off. We come to track 12 of this episode of The Earful, Superfine 19.
Fine 19 for all your ears to cheers to.
All those cheersing earses. Ty, I didn't know how I thought about this next one, Ty, but it definitely grew on me, man.
Are you hating?
No. I might have wanted to hate, but it really grew on me, dude. And I'm a fan.
So this here's Benny Greb, and he's kind of a drummer, really, first, before he's anything else. Technically, his music's thrown into the jazz category, but...
Ooh, love it.
As you can hear, he just lets his voice conduct the music as well.
Yeah, it's very Bobby McFerrin of him.
Yeah, yeah. This song is called Drum and Voice. and it was off Grapefruit, which is a 2006 album. But I really found him because he just released Grapefruit 2, I believe.
Oh, the follow-up, huh?
And it's also good, despite there being one like Christian song, which kind of threw me off. But...
pish-posh with your Christian rock.
Get out of here.
That it's not. There will never be a Christian rock episode of the Earful.
No.
Yeah, this guy jams, though. Let him jam. Jam.
It's a cool acapella.
It's some rockapella.
Drum and boys.
That's hard to do. I gotta give him mad credit. It's tough, man. It's tough to use your voice as an instrument.
Yeah, it really drew me in, though. I was surprised.
Wow. Well, you'll all have to get on that. Get on that. Benny Greb.
Jam the Greb.
My friend. That is it, my friend. We made it through another 12 amazing tracks of the Earful. But as we always do here in the Earful, you know what we always do.
Under the covers.
Under the covers.
Yeah. That's right. Who did it? Okay, folks, it's that time where we do Under the Covers. We take your favorite song of ours and we just listen to that cover. And then we kind of decide. I don't really think we decide a true winner. We just say, hey, man, I dug that one a little better.
I was going to also have that same talk, yeah.
Yeah, man, I don't want to be hating on no original. Original is an original. A cover is an homage to it. So exactly. How good of an homage? I'll be honest, I feel like I am one of those kids that grew up with a dad that liked the Beatles. So I was that kid that had to listen to the fucking Beatles all the time. And like any kid that has to do that, you always hear Blackbird. It's just the fucking, on the White Album, it's like the go-to song. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that was one of the first songs I ever learned on guitar too, you know, playing kind of on
right,
a classical guitar.
Right, see, exactly. That's like every kid who picks up an acoustic guitar.
Can't help it.
Is going to fucking... pick this shit right here, and it's beautiful, it's majestic. I'm gonna be honest, I tear up sometimes when I hear it. If I'm in a weird mood, I'll tear up, sure.
I've been there.
I think the one thing you get is the beautiful fucking, the beautiful McCartney lyrics on it. Ugh.
You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
That pickery.
Ed Pickering.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
You get the gist.
Yeah, I want to sing, but I'm not going to do it.
And I'm sure you could all sing along at home. Well, actually, this is an interesting Under the Covers, because guess what? We get a double take on this episode. Benny Gibb back at it with his adaptation.
Right back.
With his adaptation of freaking Blackbird, dude.
It's. I'll let you guys decide, but...
Yeah, here, jam it. Take these sunken eyes. Oh, no, see, that's not Benny Gibb. That's Sir Paul McCartney.
The McCart.
Here we go.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
It is nice. I have to give him that. His voice is very nice. The harmony is very pretty. It's very nice. It's a good rendition of it. Would you say?
I think it's a great rendition. I think maybe it's like a couple beats slower, which I wish it was kind of the same tempo.
You're right. It is slowed down. It's totally slowed down. Slower.
But doing it all a cappella like this, you know.
It's a good salute. I'll give it that. There's always the original is so iconic. I would just say, you know, honestly, I'm more into the OG, but good job, Benny Gibb. Freddy Grab. Not bad. And with that, my friend,
hey.
We come to the bitter end of this new episode of The Earful. And we hope you like The Earful, and we thank you all for listening to The Earful, downloading it. We try to be a weekly podcast. Ty and I kind of bang these things out when we can. And
I think we're still holding up to that, right?
I think we are, Ty. I think we're doing a good job, even with our distance and kind of our new setup. We are still always able to record these episodes, throw them up on onoradioshow.com. We have our own URL, which is onoearful.com, which literally you can go and listen to every past episode. And another cool thing we like to pride ourselves that we do is we always make a Spotify playlist. So whatever we talk about and it's playing on the show, you go to Spotify and look up Ono Radio Show, and boom, you can listen to literally all 18. That's a ton of music. That's a ton of time to eat listening to some fucking sweet shit.
I don't want to blow up our own, you know, bubble, but I see some of our Earful people. I know you're out there. I see some of you. And after they don't have their jams, like, you know, it's getting on the Sunday, like today level. They got
right.
The crack look, man. They're doing the itch. They need the jams.
Yeah, so we got some really good fans, man. We got some great fans within the Ono Radio Show sphere. I think we've brought in some new fans as well, some music fans. And I mean, Ono Radio Show is all about the music. I even hear the Ono Showcase is coming back soon, which excites me.
It's coming on back.
And that's always a fun live in-studio local music showcase that Ono Radio Show has done. I think they've done several of those, actually, which is pretty impressive. Yeah. And Ono Radio Show,
the... I don't know who's booked yet. But,
okay, Owen was kind of cooking it up. I'm excited to see what him, Jess Pauly, and you guys do. Of course, I'm going to tune in. And you should tune in to Ono Radio Show every Thursday nights, 8:30 p.m. And that's at www.mixler.com/Ono Radio Show. It's an actual live show, which is mad impressive. So you can hear these scoundrels talk about all kinds of shit.
Live on there. We don't really edit, really.
No, it's good, man. I love that. And Ono Radio Show is just basically kind of all over the social media sphere. I mean, you can throw a rock and hit an Ono Radio Show social media page. So you should look them up on Facebook.
Do it.
And, you know, like we said, our Earful presence is all over the website. And go and listen to some backtracks. And you might really like some of the stuff that we have on here. You might freaking hate it. But we're willing to try every week with a 12-track salute. We're actually really closely approaching to be over a 20th episode, which is pretty awesome, Ty.
It's going to be a special one too. I mean,
it is going to be special because we like to do, because we like to do special here. I like special.
Dude. Well, put a nail in it. That was fantastic.
It was fantastic, my friend. And let's go out to Black Light Dinner Party. Thanks for listening to The Earful. I'm Tom.
I'm Ty.
And cheers to those ears, suckers.
Cheers, people. Nothing.
Love you guys.
We hope you enjoyed the music.
You're a bitch. Cobb Clancy's a bitch. Michael Jackson's a bitch. Everybody's a bitch. Ben Wilder's a bitch. I'm a bitch. Tupac's a bitch. Eminem's a bitch. ABK's a bitch. Everybody's a bitch. But most of all, The biggest bitch on this planet Earth is every hater. They're all bitches. But you wanna know who's right below them? All the fakes. They're all bitches. You're all bitches. Everybody's a bitch. A bitch. ICP's a bitch. Psychopathic Riders is a bitch. Every Juggler Riders a bitch. We all bitches. My sisters are bitches. My whole fam's a bitch. Snoop Dogg's a bitch. Every American's a bitch. The whole world is a bitch. Sergeant Yo's a bitch. My cat's a bitch. My dog's a bitch. We all bitches. Twisted's a bitch. Dark Lewis is a bitch. Michael Browder's a bitch. Alan's a bitch. Two and a Half Men are bitches. Every TV show's a bitch. We all bitches. We're just too afraid to admit it. Everybody's a bitch. Don't even try to file these rhymes. So all I say is bitch the whole way through. This house is a bitch. The grass is a bitch. The table's a bitch. This song's a bitch. This hatchet man's a bitch. The trees are bitches. Tree huggers are bitches. Andrew Peter's a bitch. I'm a bitch. I know I just said that, but hell. Why not say it again? Because I am a bitch. Corey Brown's a bitch. Brendan Brown's a bitch. Elijah's a bitch. Wyatt's a bitch. Katie's a bitch. Harmony's a bitch. We all bitches. Every single one of us is a bitch. But the biggest bitch of all is the haters. Second one's the fakes. Hell, check this one out. The entire universe is a bitch. Don't you forget it, 'cause we are bitches. So whenever someone calls you a bitch, just say, I am a bitch. 'Cause they're right. And you're right, too. Don't be afraid to admit that you're a bitch. 'Cause I'm not afraid. I just admitted it. Nah, that's my new song. It's not to offend anybody or anything. Just come up with anything. Alright, well, see ya.